Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mix.
Well, hello again, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here, ruining your day since 1963. In this week's mini-myth, we look at Sir Isaac Newton's famous apple, an object we all heard about in grade school that allegedly hit him on the head sometime in 1666, causing him to have a sudden epiphany about the universal law of gravitation. So, did Sir Isaac really discover the secrets of the heavens because of a sudden concussive insight under an apple tree? Or is this just a fruity story embellished over time by overzealous Newtonians? As it turns out, there is, to this day, an apple tree growing just outside Isaac Newton's old bedroom window at Woolsthorpe Manor in Lincolnshire. And another apple tree, grafted and descended from that one, supposedly, grows in the botanical garden at Cambridge University. You can even visit them if you want to. Both are claimed to be descendants of the tree whose apple struck Newton and jolted him into having that penetrating insight into the mysteries of physics over 300 years ago. Naturally, there's no certain proof that either of these trees is descended from the one that inspired Newton's solution to the mystery of gravity. For that matter, there is no proof that Newton derived any of his inspiration from an apple falling. What we do have is a story Isaac Newton apparently told quite often, including to his first biographer, William Stukeley. Like Newton, Stukeley was a man of science, also born in Lincolnshire. The two became friends late in Newton's life and socialized regularly. According to Stukeley, it was during an after-dinner walk on April 15, 1726, that Newton first related to him his encounter with the famous apple and the apple tree. Here's how Stukeley's account reads. After dinner, the weather being warm, we went out into the garden and drank tea under the shade of some apple tree, only he and myself. Amid other discourse, he told me he was just in the same situation as when formerly the notion of gravitation came to his mind. Why should that apple always descend perpendicularly to the ground, thought he to himself, occasioned by the fall of an apple as he sat in a contemplative mood? Why should it not go sideways or upwards, but constantly to the earth's center? Assuredly, the reason is the earth draws it. There must be a drawing power in matter, and the sum of the drawing power in the matter of the earth must be in the earth's center, not on any side of the earth. Therefore, the apple falls perpendicularly towards the center. If the matter thus draws matter, it must be in proportion of its quantity. Therefore, the apple draws the earth as well as the earth draws the apple. Now, that's old-fashioned language, Buzzkillers, but there you have the story of Newton's apple, according to William Stukeley. There are other contemporary accounts of Newton telling his story, including one by John Conduit, Newton's assistant and a relative by marriage, and another one by Voltaire on his essay on epic poetry in 1727. But Stukeley's account is the most complete one that we have. It's therefore safe to say that Stukeley's memoirs of Sir Isaac Newton's life is probably the best version of the apple story, and ultimately the source of the one we all know and love from grade school. Here's where things get problematic, Buzzkillers. Stukeley wrote his account in 1752. The account was about a conversation he had with Newton in 1726. And in that conversation he had with Newton, Newton related an incident that he saw with the apple that occurred in 1666. Okay? At least two big leaps. That's 86 years between the event in question, when the apple fell, and our best record of it, or at least our best story of it. Newton was already a very old man by the time the story became popular, so how can we be sure that it really happened? Any story can change over time. In fact, it can change a lot over time, as we've learned in these shows, and this one is no different. Some biographers have noted that Newton was a very religious man, and he was, and that the first alleged sudden insight associated with knowledge and an apple tree goes all the way back to the biblical account of Adam and Eve. Now, we've busted this, the Eve and the apple myth, a while ago, but the book of Genesis does not mention any fruit specifically, but popular interpretations have long held that the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden was an apple tree. Could it be that the association between apple trees and knowledge was too tempting for Newton's biographers to resist? No one can say for sure, but whatever the case, Buzzkillers, the key word for today is embellishment. And this is where a lot of myths and misconceptions come from. It's likely that the only reason any of us knows this story so well is because parts were added and embellished over time, and that embellishment made it a better story. After all, it may be interesting that an apple inspired Newton's theory of universal gravitation, but fruit falling from a tree at a safe distance is not nearly as memorable, not nearly as impactful, you might say, as the idea of sudden insight delivered from above and hitting you directly on the head. Talk to you next week.